Hello and welcome to Head Trash, and my name is Alexia and I want to welcome you to this healing activation. Now, to get the most out of this healing activation, I would highly recommend that you watch the video that comes with this healing activation so that you can better understand how this wound might be showing up for you. And also, I would recommend going through the wound healing journal so that you can bring as many of the facets of this wound to mind before going through this healing activation. If you've done both those things, then wonderful. So let's crack on with healing this wound. So now if you could take a moment to find somewhere comfortable to lie down, make sure you've got a glass of water to hand and some tissues, and that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour. And then when you're ready, please continue with this healing activation. So just take a moment now to sort of get yourself comfortable, to get you thinking about the theme of the clearance that we're about to do. And I want you to start focusing your attention on betrayal and all of the aspects of betrayal that we've been talking about. Focus on the intention. The intention today is to heal the wounds that you're carrying around betrayal. Heal the traumas, the memories, the pains that you're experiencing, emotional pain that you're experiencing around betrayal. So take a moment to connect to this intention. Connect to your higher self and to ask for its support in healing these wounds within you today. And if you have faith, spirit guides, angels, ascended masters, anything like that that you'd like to incorporate into this healing, then take a moment to connect to that now and ask for support in healing these wounds within you today. And when you're ready and comfortable, raise your hands into the tat position. I'm now tuning into the times in my life where I've had experiences of betrayal and I've been betrayed. And these experiences may have been from my adult life, from recent times, when I was a child, or my time in the womb. And I might not remember all of these experiences, so I'm placing my intention on connecting to all of them. And I'm asking for divine support in helping me to connect to all of these experiences within me today. Because today it is my intention to let go of the emotional wounds that I'm carrying around betrayal. And I want to begin by saying that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've had these experiences with betrayal. I am so sorry. I'm sorry, deeply sorry, that I've had all of these experiences with betrayal. I'm sorry that I've been betrayed in the way that I have. I'm deeply, deeply sorry. And I hate that I've had so many experiences of betrayal. I hate that I've experienced so much betrayal in my life. I absolutely hate it. I hate, loathe, and despise that I've been betrayed so much, that I've experienced it so much, because I hate being betrayed. I hate betrayal and I hate being betrayed. I absolutely hate it. And I hate that I've had so many of these experiences, and I hate that my life has given me so many of these experiences of betrayal. I absolutely hate it. I hate, loathe, and despise that my life has made me experience betrayal in so many ways, in so many horrible ways. I hate that I've had to experience this so much. I absolutely hate it because I hate betrayal. I absolutely hate it. But of course, there is a part of me that loves that I've had so many of these experiences. I love that I've had so many of these experiences of betrayal because I've learned so much. I've learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about other people. They've been good. There are parts, some of those experiences have been good and worthwhile. And so for those reasons, I love that I've had these experiences around betrayal. I love that I've experienced betrayal in the way that I have. I love that I've experienced so many different variations of betrayal and being betrayed, because a part of me deep down loves betrayal. There is a part of me deep down that loves feeling betrayed, and I need to honor that part of me. I love betrayal and I love feeling betrayed. I love it. And I love that my life has given me so many of these experiences around betrayal, of being betrayed. I love that I had so many of these experiences. So now I want you to start focusing your attention on the times that you can remember when you were betrayed. So think about what happened to you during those experiences, those times where you were being betrayed. Maybe there are some good things that happened to you during those experiences. Maybe there are some horrible things that happened to you during those experiences. So tune into what was happening to you during these experiences of betrayal. When I think about all the things that happened to me when I was betrayed, I love those things that happened to me when I was betrayed. I love thinking about the times that I was betrayed. I love thinking about the things that happened to me when I was being betrayed. I love that. I love thinking about all the things that happened to me when I was being betrayed. When I was feeling betrayed, I love all those things that happened to me when I was feeling betrayed. I absolutely love them all. But of course, there's a part of me, a huge part of me that hates it. Actually, more than anything, I hate what was happening to me when I was being betrayed. I hate what was happening to me when I was being betrayed. I hate the things that happened to me when I was being betrayed. I absolutely hate them. I hate them deeply. I hate, loathe, and despise all the things that happened to me when I was experiencing betrayal. I absolutely hate it. And when you think about those experiences, what did you do during those experiences? How did you react? Maybe there was a knee-jerk emotional reaction when you were being betrayed. Maybe you did something to cope, to handle what was going on. Maybe you had to do something to help you feel better in the moment while you were being betrayed. Something to get through it. Or maybe you said stuff. Maybe things that you now regret. Think about what you did during these betrayal experiences. I love all the things that I did when I was experiencing betrayal. When I think about all the things I did when I was experiencing betrayal, I love them all. I love thinking about all those things I did when I was experiencing betrayal. I absolutely love them, but my goodness, mainly I hate the things I did. I hate what I did when I was being betrayed. I hate thinking about those things that I did when I was experiencing betrayal. I absolutely hate it. I hate all the things that I did when I was experiencing betrayal. I hate thinking about all of that. I just hate it. And then what about the things that you didn't do? Maybe there are things that you wished you had done. Things that you regret now. Maybe you stopped yourself from doing something, or you decided not to do something. So think about what you didn't do while you were experiencing betrayal. Maybe you didn't speak up, stand up for yourself, argue. Think about what you didn't do. I love all the things that I didn't do when I was experiencing betrayal. I love it. I love thinking about all the things I didn't do. I love thinking about all the things I didn't do because goodness me, I could have really put my foot in it. So I'm grateful that I didn't do those things. I love that there were things that I didn't do when I was experiencing betrayal. I love it. I love that there were things I didn't do when I was experiencing betrayal. I absolutely love. There are so many things I didn't do while I was experiencing betrayal. I love that. But of course, there's a part of me that hates that I didn't do certain things when I was experiencing betrayal. There are so many things now I look back and I just wished I'd said or done. I hate the things that I didn't do when I was experiencing betrayal. I just hate there are so many things that I didn't do while I was being betrayed, while I was experiencing betrayal, while I was in the moment of being betrayed. I hate there were things I didn't do, things I didn't say while I was experiencing betrayal. I absolutely hate that. And now I want you to think about how all of those experiences of betrayal made you feel. What did you feel during those moments of being betrayed? What came up for you? Were you hurt, let down? Did you feel rejected, not good enough? So take a moment now to tune into what you were feeling during these experiences of betrayal. I love how my experience of betrayal made me feel. I love how all of those times I was being betrayed made me feel. I love that. I love how my experiences of betrayal made me feel. I absolutely love how I felt while I was being betrayed. I love how I felt during those times of betrayal. I love it. I absolutely love how all of those moments of betrayal, all those experiences of betrayal made me feel. I absolutely love it. But of course, there's a huge part of me that hates how I felt when I was being betrayed. I hate how all of those moments of being betrayed, how all of those experiences of being betrayed made me feel. I absolutely hate it. I absolutely hated it. And so we're now going to explore how all of those betrayal experiences have affected you now, after the event. You know, how are you as a result of all of these experiences? What's happened to you since? Maybe there are some good things that have come out of these betrayals. Maybe you know the truth now, and that's a good thing. Maybe you separated yourself from people that weren't good for you, or situations that weren't good for you. And that's also a good thing, despite it being painful at the time. Or maybe now that you've, because you can't trust others now, you find yourself alone, and that is difficult for you. So think about what's happened to you as a result of these experiences. When I think about all the things that have happened to me as a result of experiencing betrayal, I hate all of the things that have happened to me because of betrayal. I hate all of the things that have happened to me as a result of experiencing betrayal because I experienced betrayal, because I was betrayed. I hate thinking about all the ways I've been affected, all the things that have happened to me because I've been betrayed. I absolutely hate it. I hate thinking about all the things that happened to me because of being betrayed. I just hate it. Absolutely hate it. But of course, there's a part of me that loves what's happened to me as a result of being betrayed, because actually, when I think about it, there are some good aspects. I love the things that have happened to me because I've been betrayed. I love the things that have happened to me. I love the things that have happened to me because I've been betrayed. I just love it. But of course, there are also things that haven't happened for you because of these experiences. You know, things that you've missed out on. Maybe your inability to trust has meant that you've not had other relationships. So there are things you've missed out on as a result of these experiences of being betrayed. Maybe there are things that you wished would have happened, things that you've wanted to happen. Maybe the world has changed, your world has changed in a way that is now irreversible because of these experiences. And so many things have not happened for you since they took place. So tune into that now. When I think about all the things that haven't happened for me, all the things that didn't happen because of these experiences I've had around betrayal. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen for me. But mainly I hate it. Mainly I hate thinking about all the things that haven't happened for me because of being betrayed. I can't stand thinking about all the things that haven't happened, all the things that didn't happen for me, the things I've missed out on, the things I wished would have happened, things I wanted to have happened. I hate thinking about all the things that haven't happened for me because of these experiences of being betrayed. I just hate thinking about all of it. And now think about how you feel about yourself as a result of these experiences. How do you feel about yourself because of these experiences being betrayed? Not good enough? So just think about how all of these experiences make you feel today, and how feeling betrayal affects you today. The idea of betrayal affects you today. What comes up for you when you think about being betrayed now? So just take a moment to connect to this and connect to your feelings around being betrayed. I love how betrayal affects me. I love how being betrayed, the idea of being betrayed makes me feel. I love how betrayal affects me today. The fear of betrayal. I love how thinking about betrayal makes me feel today. I absolutely love it. I love how the idea of betrayal, the idea of feeling betrayed affects me and makes me feel. I just love how it affects me. I love how it makes me feel. But I also hate how it affects me. I hate how it makes me feel. I hate how the thought of being betrayed makes me feel. I just absolutely hate it. Now think about how you've changed your beliefs as a result of these experiences. Maybe you now have different beliefs around the world or yourself or other people as a result of these experiences of being betrayed. So just take a moment to consider the beliefs that you've taken on as a result of these experiences. When I think about the beliefs that I now hold as a result of being betrayed, I love the beliefs I now hold. I love the beliefs I hold as a result of being betrayed. I love them. I love thinking about all the ways that I believe about, all the things I believe about the world, about myself, about others. I love all the things I believe about, all the things I believe. I love thinking about all the ways, all the beliefs I have as a result of being betrayed. I love thinking about all of that. But also there are some beliefs I have now that are just not that great, and it's sad. I hate that I've got these beliefs now as a result of being betrayed. I hate that I have some beliefs that maybe aren't serving me that well as a result of being betrayed. And I hate that. I just hate that. What about the fears? What fears have come up for you because of the betrayal that you've experienced? Fear of trusting others, fear of opening up, maybe a fear of being let down again, fear of commitment. So tune into the fears that you're holding, fears that have come up as a result of the betrayal you've experienced. When I think about all the fears I have as a result of my experiences of being betrayed, I love the fears I have. I love the fears I have because they're protecting me. They're looking after me. They're helping to protect me against getting betrayed again. And that's a good thing, right? I love the fears that I have as a result of my experiences of betrayal. I love all the fears that I have because fears are good. Fears get a bad rep, and that's not right. Fears are helpful. They're helping us to survive. And I love the fears I have as a result of being betrayed. I love the fears I have as a result of being betrayed. I love them. What am I talking about? I hate them. I hate them. They're holding me back. They're sucking me dry. They're not good for me. I hate the fears I have. I hate the fears I have as a result of being betrayed. I absolutely hate them. I hate the fears I have because of being betrayed. I just hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate all those fears I have. I absolutely hate them. Now think about all of these betrayal experiences and how they're showing up for you today, how they've impacted your behavior, who they've made you be today. So let's start with the things that you now do as a result of being betrayed. Maybe when you come, you meet new people, or you learn new information, or you come into new situations. And how your experiences of betrayal, how do they inform you in your behavior in these situations? How does all of your experiences of betrayal inform your current behavior? So just think about some of the things that you do today that come from the wounds that you're carrying around betrayal. I love the things I do because of being betrayed. When I think about all the things I do because I was betrayed, I love thinking about all the things I do today because of the betrayal experiences I've had. I love thinking about all the things I do because of being betrayed in the past. When I think about all the things I do today, I love things I do today because of being betrayed. I love how I behave today because of being betrayed. I love how I behave today, how I react today because of my betrayal experiences, because of being betrayed. I love how I react. I love how I behave today, all the things I do today because of the betrayal I've experienced in the past. I love all of that. But I also hate that, actually. Now I've got insight and awareness around it. I can't believe how I am behaving because of this betrayal that I've had and the wound that I'm carrying. I hate the way I'm reacting. I hate how I'm doing all this because of this wound. It's so damaging to me. What am I doing? I need to stop. I hate what I'm doing because of this wound. I hate what I'm doing because of these experiences I've had around betrayal. I just hate all of it. I hate it and I need to stop it. I hate all of the things I'm doing because of experiencing betrayal, as a result of experiencing betrayal. I absolutely hate all of it. And what about the things that you're not doing because you've been betrayed? Maybe you're not doing things, you're avoiding things because of the betrayal you've experienced. What are you not doing today because you've been betrayed in the past? When I think about all the things I'm not doing, I hate the things I'm not doing. There are so many things I'm not doing in my life today because of the betrayal. I can't believe how much that I'm not doing because of the betrayal I've experienced. I hate thinking about all the things I'm not doing, all the things I'm avoiding because of all the betrayal, all the things that I'm avoiding because of the fears I have. I'm avoiding things because of the fears. And I hate there are so many things I'm avoided because of all of this that's come out of these wounds I'm holding around betrayal. I hate thinking about all the things I'm not doing, all the things I'm avoiding because of this wound. I hate all of it. But there's a part of me, of course, that loves the things I'm avoiding. There's a part of me that loves the things I'm avoiding because of this wound. I love thinking about the things I'm avoiding because of this wound. I love it. I love it. I love it. And when you think about your experiences of betrayal, do you think you've benefited from these experiences, or do you think you've suffered? And it's probably a bit of both. But I want you to think about how you've benefited, how your life has changed, maybe improved because of the betrayal you've experienced. Maybe it enabled you to get out of a relationship that was pretty toxic, and actually that's a good thing. Maybe you've learned stuff now that you weren't aware of before, and also that is a good thing. So just take a moment now to think about how your life has benefited, how you have benefited. You know, what you've gained, the learning, the experience, the wisdom, maybe the friendships that have come out as a result of these experiences. As opposed to the pain or the loss or the disruption from the suffering. So think about the benefits starting off. I love how I've benefited from being betrayed. I love it. I love, actually, there are so many benefits I've had from being betrayed. It's brilliant. Actually, it's been a gift. Betrayal's been a gift, and I love how I've benefited from being betrayed. I love how I've benefited from being betrayed. I absolutely love it because it's been full of learning for me, full of experience and wisdom. And gosh, I'm not going to let it happen again the way it did. No way. So I've gained so much from this. I've gained so much from these experiences of being betrayed. I absolutely love how I've benefited. I love how I've benefited from being betrayed in my life. But also, actually, there's also a part of me, of course, that hates how I've benefited. I hate how I've benefited because it's not been entirely pleasant, has it? It's only looking back now that I feel maybe it's been a benefit. But at the time, it truly sucked. So I hate how I benefited from having betrayal in my life and being betrayed. I absolutely hate that. And actually, I think really, I've suffered. Actually, I hate how I've suffered from being betrayed. When I think about the betrayal experiences I've had, like, it feels like suffering. I did suffer. And I hate how I suffered. I absolutely hate how I suffered. But of course, there's a part of me that loves how I've suffered because there's always a part of us that loves to suffer. And so I need to acknowledge that part of me that loves suffering, that loves the suffering I've had because of the betrayal that I've experienced in my life. I love it. And I want you to think about what you'd like to experience instead of betrayal. Now, what would you like to experience instead of betrayal? Honesty, integrity, trust. So just take a moment to think about what you'd like instead to be experiencing. Let's balance things up for you. I love there are things that I want to feel instead of betrayal. I love the things that I want to feel instead of betrayal. I love those things. I love the thing, these things that I want to feel instead. I love them all. I love these things I want to feel. I absolutely love them. But I also hate there are things I want to feel instead. I hate there are these things I want to feel instead. Does it make me needy somehow? I don't know. But I hate there are these things I want to feel instead. I hate there are these things I need, that I want to feel, need to feel, maybe expect to feel instead. I hate that. Now we're going to shift our focus to the memories and traumas that you're carrying from your previous times. So now take a moment to tune into the experiences you've had around betrayal that you're carrying from previous lives or that inherited from your ancestors. So place your intention now on connecting to those experiences and ask for divine support to help you in connecting to all these memories, these traumas, these experiences from previous times. And I'm now tuning into the experiences of betrayal that I've experienced in previous lives or that were experienced by my ancestors. I'm tuning into these ancient wounds, the memories, the traumas that I'm carrying around being betrayed. And I'm sorry that I'm carrying all this within me. I'm sorry that I'm carrying memories of all these experiences from my past lives and ancestors. I am so sorry that I'm carrying all this from previous times. But a part of me loves that I'm carrying all this from previous times. A part of me loves that I'm carrying these emotional wounds. Because with the wounds come wisdom. With these wounds come guidance and gifts. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm carrying these wounds because of what comes with them. So I love that I'm carrying these emotional wounds, these emotional memories and traumas around betrayal from previous times. I love that I'm carrying all this within me. But of course, there's a part of me, a huge part of me, that hates that I'm carrying all this because it's also brought with it fears, crappy beliefs, emotional heaviness. And it's made betrayal more of a thing in my current life. And for that, I hate that I'm carrying all of these ancient wounds within me. I hate that I'm carrying all of these ancient wounds around betrayal within me. I hate it. So I'm now going to tune into every single one of these experiences I'm carrying within me. All of them. Those from my current life, my time in the womb, previous lives, and the lives of my ancestors. I'm connecting to all of these emotional wounds around betrayal. And I'm asking for support from above to help me in connecting to all of these wounds and memories. And I'm going to begin by acknowledging that all of these things took place. All of these moments took place. All of these betrayals took place. Yes, it all happened. I'm carrying memories and traumas around being betrayed. And I've had so many experiences and traumas around betrayal. Yes, that is true. But they happened. It's all over. They're in the past. And today I am safe. They are all in the past. And today I am safe. It's all behind me and today I'm okay. Because these experiences no longer have a hold on me because today I am cutting the cords. Today I'm cutting the cords so that all of these traumas, these memories, these experiences perpetuate no more. Because I am the pattern breaker. I'm breaking this pattern of trauma and struggle around betrayal. This pattern of trauma and struggle around betrayal stops today. It stops now. And I'm now going to cleanse and purge all of the places where all of these memories and experiences have been stored. The places in my body, the places in my mind, and the places in my field. And wherever betrayal has been a problem for me, it's healing now. Whether it's in my body, my mind, or my life, it's healing now. And wherever all of these experiences of betrayal have created resistance for me, blocks for me, sabotage, crappy patterns in my life, my body, or my mind, it's all healing now. All of the blocks and the resistance and sabotage around betrayal is healing right now. And I'm tuning into the origins of this, the seed event, the roots of this. All the origins and roots of this are healing right now. And when I think about all the people that are connected to this theme for me, and there are so many, this theme of betrayal, people from today and people from the past. There are those who hurt me, those that betrayed me. Well, I forgive them. I forgive everyone who hurt me, everyone who betrayed me. I forgive them and I wish them love, happiness and peace. And to those who hurt me, to those who betrayed me, I love you. I forgive you and I love you. And there are those that I hurt in response to being betrayed. Well, I apologize. To the people that I hurt, I'm sorry. I'm sorry and I love you. And there are those that I pushed away, maybe because I couldn't trust and I didn't want to get hurt. Well, for those that I pushed away, I apologize. To the people I pushed away, I'm sorry and I love you. And the people that I lost, maybe they were the ones that betrayed me, I don't know. Maybe the ones that I betrayed. Well, to the people I lost, I'm sorry. I'm deeply, deeply sorry. And I love you. And there are those that I blamed. There are those that I blamed for this betrayal. Well, to those that I blamed, I forgive them. Yeah, I forgive everyone I blamed for all of this betrayal, including God and myself. And to those that I blamed, I'm sorry. I'm sorry and I love you. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And I'm going to forgive myself too. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for all the things I've done as a result of this wound I'm carrying around betrayal. The things I've said, the behavior that I'm embarrassed about, ashamed about. I forgive myself for all of it. All the things I've done as a result of this wound, as a result of these experiences. I forgive myself for all of it. And I'm also going to forgive myself for things I didn't do, things I wished I'd done. The things I avoided because of this wound, because of this pain and the loss I felt around betrayal. I forgive myself for all the things I didn't do. There's no need for me to carry the shame and the embarrassment around any of this. And I'm now tuning into those parts of me that benefited from me carrying these memories and wounds. The part of me that's felt safe and protected. Well, I don't need to carry that part. I don't need to carry these wounds anymore. Because I've taken the wisdom, I've taken the learning, I've taken the benefits, so I can let go of the wounds. So all those parts of me that got something from this, that benefited from this wound, are healing now. And now I'm tuning into any remaining traces, any bits that we might not have captured, the last strands of residue, the last final cords that need to be cut, and keeping this wound locked in. I'm tuning into any remaining traces. And we're now transmuting and alchemizing any remaining traces. Whatever's left, it's healing now. Any residue that remains is healing now. Because the time has come to let this wound go. I'm letting go of all of the wounds I'm carrying around betrayal. All of the memories, the experiences, the traumas, the meanings I've internalized. I'm letting go of all of it. I'm releasing all of this for good. Thank you. And thank you for what I've learned as a result of all of these experiences. And thank you for the wisdom that I've gained as a result of this wound. I'm going to keep the wisdom. Thank you. But I'm going to release the wound. And thank you for freeing me of this wound and its effects on me and my life today. And to the people involved, I love you. And to me, I love you. And I'm now free of this wound. Thank you. And when you're ready, you can release your hands from the tap position.